Our next speaker is someone who has been in Iraq many, many times. She's a campaigning journalist, and in fact, every time she goes to Baghdad, we tell her, we've got your room ready for you. It's room 1441, the same room in the Palestine Hotel that was bombed recently. A campaigning journalist, someone who has been campaigning for well over 12 years now for the people of Iraq, Felicity Abbasnov.
Thank you very much.
Friends,
before anything, I would like to say today, George Bush sent a message to the world after the 11th of September. He said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. At that time, he didn't even know who had made that terrible attack on the World Trade Center. I would say to you today, that message has returned to sender. Today, we're all Palestinians, all Iraqis, and all Arabs. I'd like to say to you too, in spite of these very dark times, never ever think that we have lost this modern day crusade of for oil by our two professed Christian leaders who are busy wiping out the place where Christianity, Islam and Judaism started. Wiping out the corner, the Garden of Eden. We have not lost this. Iraq has defeated the Mongols, defeated the Crusaders, defeated the Ottomans, and it will continue to defeat anybody who invades it. They're dark times, they're horrendous times, and this war for oil will be defeated. I would like to say, 3 weeks and 2 days ago, I heard the story of a 17-year-old in a school in Iraq. Her name was Thuraya. Her street was wiped out in the first Gulf War, and she was 5 years old, and she lost all her friends. And then she said that she'd learned that she thought of them every day, but she learned that she had to move on. And she talked about how she was going to go to art college and how she was going to become an artist. And she talked of her plans and her dreams. And she was asked, why are you talking to us, people from countries who in any day might bomb you? And she thought for a couple of seconds, and she said, because I don't want to die, but if I do die, I want people to know that there was an Iraqi girl who had dreams. That none of us know there are Iraqis here who are threatening to commit suicide. They don't know what happened to their families. I don't know what's happened to her, or indeed many of my own friends. I know Iraqis who are switching desperately across Arab television stations just to see if they could see if her home is still standing, or if they could see a relative in the street, you know, that is still alive. If we don't defeat this, the legacy of hate will go down to our children and our children's children and their children. This is a crusade, and we absolutely must stop it. And Tony Blair has already said that he's on the way to the road to Damascus. How ironic. We'll win. Thank you very much.